The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin that Kol Shana Shein Token B'Tchilasa Mirian La D'Sofa, that any year that they don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah at the beginning of the year, there's a concern that maybe Chalila things won't turn out so well. My Taima, says the Gemara, what's the reason for this? The Lo'i Arbiv Sotam, because the Sotam was not confused. We know that we blow a lot of tkiyas on Rosh Hashanah. We blow tkiyas the Meyushav and tkiyas the Me'umad. We blow tkiyas before the Shmona Esrei and tkiyas after the Shmona Esrei. K'dei la'arbev es ha-satam, to confuse the satam, whatever that means. It's a discussion unto itself. But the Gemara says that if there is no tkiyas shofar at the beginning of the year, so then there's the concern that the satam was not misarbev, that his tainas are going to be strong, there's no mistatmin tanos, as Rashi writes. And there's a danger. There's a danger, there's a concern that maybe Chalila, the year is not going to turn out so well. Tosus, their quotes on Bahag, that we're not talking about a situation where Rosh Hashanah is Chalios B'Shamas. We're talking about a case where Machmas Ones, due to some circumstance beyond the control of the Tzibur, the Tzibur accidentally were not able to blow shofar. They didn't blow shofar. That's the situation where maybe Maria loves shofar. But if they didn't blow shofar because Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos that we have this year, the first day of Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos, so then there is no concern. There's no sakana, no danger, no concern that Chalila things might not turn out so well. And the question is why? If there's no sakana when Rosh Hashanah is Chalios B'Shabbos, and they didn't blow the shofar, so why is there a sakana if Machmas Ones, they didn't blow the shofar? We know there's a principle that Ones Rachamana Patron, that if someone accidentally doesn't do a mitzvah, or he does an aveira accidentally, because of ones, under duress, he's forced into the situation due to circumstances beyond his control, he's not held accountable. He's not held responsible. So why should the tzibur be held responsible if machmas ones, they don't blow shofar? If there's no sakana when Rosh Hashanah is chalios b'shabbos and there is no shofar, so if machmas ones, they didn't blow, it's doch the same thing. Right, Machmas Ones, if we say that Ones Rachmana Patria, so then why are they held responsible? They don't blow the shofar because of some kind of accident. The Meshech Chochma in Parshas Emor explains with a mashal. He says if someone is sick and he goes to the doctor and the doctor prescribes medication, so the chol has to take the medication. If he doesn't take the medication, he might not get better. He probably won't get better. You know, the sickness could get worse. You got to do as the doctor says. The shofar is like a medication. The shofar is mamtik es hadinim. It sweetens the din. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, the shofar is mal zirchonem shel Yisrael avim shebashamayim. The shofar brings up the zikaron of Klal Yisrael, the memory of Klal Yisrael, kabayachal, before Kodesh Baruch Hu. We don't really understand this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything. He doesn't need us to do something to, so to speak, remind him of what we need. But it brings us zikaron letova before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is fond of us. He's happy with us. We hope he'll give us a good din. We need the shofar. The shofar is the trufa. The shofar is the medicine to be mamtik as hadinim, to enable us to be zocha b'din. It might be true that ones rachmana patria, a person is not punished if ba'ones, if because of an accident, because of circumstances that he couldn't control, he wasn't able to do a mitzvah. A person might not be punished. He's not held accountable. But he can't tap in to the power of the shofar without blowing the shofar. He can't harness that power. He doesn't have the medicine that he needs if he doesn't blow the shofar. So that's why the tzibur is in trouble, says the Gemara. If machmas ones, chalila, the tzibur is unable to blow the shofar, then there's a concern that maybe the year won't be so good. Chalila. Because the tzibur is missing the medicine they need to be zocha b'din. But the question is, if that's the case, so why is it different if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos? If Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, we're also missing the medicine. So how can we be zocha b'din? Says the Meshech Chochma, we know that we blow the shofar shal ayil. L'chadchilu, we blow a shofar of a ram. To be mazkir akedas Yitzchak, that reminds HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochol of the akedah. That Avram Avinu brought an ayil in place of Yitzhak Avinu after the Akedah. The Akedah gave to Klal Yisrael the midah of Mesiras Nefesh, Yitzhak Avinu was mashrish. He gave over. We inherited from Yitzhak Avinu the midah of mesiras nefesh. The idea that we're willing to sacrifice everything, to give up everything just to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the shofar hints to that. It hints to the tremendous ava of Klal Yisrael towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu towards Klal Yisrael. We know the Gemara in Brachas and Avav says that Klal Yisrael puts on tefillin. What does it say in our tefillin? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what our tefillin says. And the Gemara says, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin too. Hard for us to understand such a concept. But the Gemara says HaKadosh Baruch Hu also has a tefillin. What does it say in his tefillin? Umika amcha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael so much. There's no one like us, it says in his tefillin. When Klal Yisrael hold back from blowing the shofar because they're afraid, Shema yavirenu da'alamas b'shus harabim. There's a chashash rochok, a far-fetched chashash that maybe someone will carry on Shabbos. Klal Yisrael is willing to give up Kiya Shofar. They're willing to give up the vehicle that can strengthen the Ava between Klal Yisrael and Kutcha Brichu. They're willing to sacrifice the opportunity to blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. There's no greater Akeda than that. There's no greater Mesiris Nefesh that Klal Yisrael can have on the day of Rosh Hashanah. And that sacrifice itself can be an incredible zchus. That can be the zchus to enable Klal Yisrael to be zochadit. This is the answer that Meshech Chochma gives to distinguish between a case in which machmas onis, they don't blow the shofar, and the situation where Rosh Hashanah is chalios b'shabbos. But I think perhaps we can suggest another answer. What is special about Rosh Hashanah chalios b'shabbos that despite the fact that we don't have the medicine of the shofar, we don't blow the shofar, nevertheless we can be zocha b'din and there is no concern about how the year will turn out. We know Chazal say in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls out to Klal Yisrael, Imru lefonai malchios. Say before me malchios, zichronos v'shofros, Imru lefonai malchios kedei shetamlichuni aleichem, zichronos kedei sheyovel zichronechem lefonai letova ubameh b'shofar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls out to Klal Yisrael, say malchios before me, be mamlich me, crown me as your king, and say zichronos so that your zikaron will come kaviyochol before me. Ubameh b'shofar. How are we mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Gemara tells us. B'shofar. It's through the shofar. It's through the truas melech. We blow to coronate the king. We're mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Rosh Hashanah is all about. V'yidnu lecha kesem melucha. V'yeda kol pa'ul ka'ata fa'alta. That everyone should know HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the borei sa'olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the whole world, and he created each and every individual, each and every one of us. And he has a mission for each and every one of us. And we have to step up and be mamlechim and fulfill our full potential in this world, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hamlocha isn't complete unless each and every one of us does what we're supposed to do to be mamlechim and to be marbek for Shemayim properly. That's what Rosh Hashanah is about. It's about declaring our allegiance to Malchus Shemayim and expressing how much we realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is continuing to run the world. And that's the Yisod of Shabbos. That's what Shabbos is all about as well. Shabbos is a Zecher L'Maisa B'Reishis, it's a Zecher L'Yitzias Mitzrayim. Shabbos is a day that we express our belief HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And we express our belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues to run the world. He's Manages HaOlam. Not just through the Nisim Gluyim of Yitzias Mitzrayim, but through the Nisim of Teva, as the Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo writes. The Nes of Teva, Hashgacha Pratis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what each and every one of us is doing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ultimate ways. Ways. He has ways of knowing. And he has the W-A-Z-E. Better than ways. But we see through ways what the Rabbanu Shalom can do. He knows what every single car, what every single individual is doing. And sometimes we get off track. Sometimes we're not following in the right way. And we have to recalibrate. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right there. Right there with us. His hand is on our shoulder. And he's encouraging us and pushing us in the right direction. And he knows we're going to do right. Because we want so much to do right. And that's what Shabbos is all about. Every Shabbos, we can express our belief in Hashgacha Pratis. when Klal Yisrael hold back from blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah B'tzchalios B'Shabbos, they don't lose the koach of shofar. They gain the yisod of Shabbos, the koach of Shabbos. Shabbos is in place of the shofar. We can tap into the koach of shofar through Shabbos, through Shmirah Shabbos, because Shmirah Shabbos really teaches us the same yisod. Shmirah Shabbos is all about being mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the world and over us. And that's why Klal Yisrael is not concerned. Gemara, Tosfos said, there is no concern. If Rosh Hashanah is Chalios B'Shabbos, we're not missing anything. We might be missing the shofar, but we have Shabbos. And if we internalize the message of Shabbos, we can harness the power of the shofar in such a Rosh Hashanah as well. I think this idea is so empowering because it tells us that we can experience the call of the shofar each and every week of the year, not just on a Rosh Hashanah, not just in Chodesh Elul, but every single week of the year. Because every Shabbos is the same Yisod as Shofar. Every Shabbos we can be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can express our dependence on Him. We can express our desire to connect with Him. And that's what we do through the Shofar. It's not just on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a special time. And the shofar is very special. But we have Shabbos each and every week. We can tap into the power of shofar and to hear the call of the shofar each and every Shabbos of the year. Let's take this message to heart and make something special this Rosh Hashanah and continue to make something special of each and every Shabbos of the year. May this year, Tov Shin Pei Dalet, be a year of health and happiness, mazel and bracha, lanu ulechol Yisroel. May each one of us be zocha to a ksiva v'chasima tova, to a shnas chayim v'shalom. May this be the year that we finally see the ultimate geula and the binyan bayis shlishi, b'mheira v'yomei.